Moncrief on News Talk.
Just a few years ago, Ruth Codd was working as a makeup artist. Then some video she made blew up on TikTok, followed by the acting parts, The Midnight Club, The Fall of the House of Usher, Creepshow, The Dry. She'll be in the new film version of How to Train Your Dragon coming out next month. And she's one of the competitors in the forthcoming Celebrity Traitors. And she says she's not ambitious. Afternoon, Ruth. God, help us if you were ambitious then.
Well, I'm not ambitious. I'm just lucky, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, but, you know, it can't be just luck.
Yeah, well, you know, after the whole one leg thing, I think...
You better explain the whole one leg thing.
I had an amputation a couple of years ago, so I think karma kind of evened out the scales.
Right, okay.
After a bit, so I'll take it.
Why did you have the amputation? It was because of an injury you'd sustained years before, kind of thing.
Yeah, I got injured playing soccer, just messing around with my friends in school when I was 15.
Yeah.
And it just, I was really unlucky. It just never healed properly and I had countless operations. I was on crutches for like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they reached a point where they kind of said, it has to come off. You know?
Well, it was me.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I was kind of done with having my whole life revolve around it and I was like, chop her off so I can move on with my life.
Not an easy decision to make, I assume.
No. Well, I mean, we tried everything. Like, I know there's no going back, really. But, you know, we tried everything at that point. So I was ready to... I was at peace with it. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a decision to make. But I suppose you felt you had no option.
Yeah. Well, it was either, you know, continue having my life revolve around hospital appointments and being in hospital for a leg that didn't really work or, you know, just move on, chop it off and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So I did.
Yeah, so I did. So, like, after, so you, it was during COVID you did all these videos and stuff. And then, was it just completely out of the blue these Hollywood agents contacted you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, I was training as a barber when COVID hit. I just learned to walk again and I was training as a barber and then the pandemic hit. So obviously I was let go. I was like, give me a break, not to make a global pandemic myself or anything. But so then I started out of boredom. I had to move back to my parents' house and out of boredom, I just started uploading videos on TikTok and then completely by accident, they just all kind of started blowing up. And then casting in LA found me, thought I was funny, I suppose, and then asked me to audition for a show and I got it.
But like, did they send you an email and did you go, are you related to that Nigerian prince I'm getting emails from? Like, how did you kind of establish that they weren't just like scam artists?
Well, they sent me an Instagram message first and I kind of ignored it for a few days because I thought it was one of my friends.
Yeah.
Making a joke. But then when I actually looked them up, I realised that they worked for Mike Flanagan, who did like Hill House and Bly Manor. And I was like, oh. I love those shows, so.
Okay, so then you got back in contact with them.
Yeah.
And then did you have to do an audition? Was that all kind of done remotely?
Yeah, well, it was during the pandemic and a lot of auditions now have kind of stayed the same. It's you just submit a self-tape. They give you the script and my mom's friend, Tommy, helped. He's a drama teacher and is big into like drama, so he kind of told me how to do it.
Okay.
And he helped me with it, so.
But you'd never done anything like that before?
No.
So then when you got the part and you're right, and you're on a set in Toronto and you're surrounded by people who have done this kind of thing before, was that hard?
No. I think I was I had literally nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So I was like, and contractually, even if I did get fired, they owed me 2 episode fees anyway, which is more than I earned in a year. So I was kind of like, groovy, good to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really had nothing to lose. And then, like, I was so lucky on my first 2 sets. Like, Mike Flanagan was so patient and all the actors there, like Sam and Kate and Rahul and all, like, they were all really experienced, but they really did like take me under their wing, I suppose, and taught me everything I needed to know.
Okay, so they gave you a bit of latitude there, because I imagine it's kind of nerve-wracking and learning lines and you don't know if you're doing it right and all that kind of stuff.
I know, and I have a terrible memory, so I was like, how am I going to remember all these lines? And the first couple of days were disastrous. Like, I could not. A big, like, Mike is famous for his big, massive monologues. And I remember, like, day two, I had a full page to remember. It was just me speaking. I was like, yeah, this is going to take a while.
And so did you do, was there a technique you devised to be able to memorize all this stuff? Or did you have notes pasted all over the place out of shot?
Well, now I know I just record it into my phone, and if I listen to it, I can learn it.
Okay, yeah.
But if I was to sit there and look at the page for an hour, 2 hours, it wouldn't go in. I just kind of have learned that myself,
yeah.
Which, you know, would have been probably handy to know in school. Yeah.
And when that finished then, did you what was your expectations when you finished that series? Did you think, well, that was great, back now home to... You know, I might get the gig as a barber again, or were these Hollywood people saying, no, don't worry, wait on, we've got more stuff.
Well, yeah, well, two or three weeks into filming Midnight Club, Mike was like, what are you doing after this? And I was like, going home, I assume, I don't know. So he was like, would you mind sticking around? And I was like, absolutely not. So then he cast me in Fall of the House of Usher next. Mm. So I got an easy old start to the industry.
Okay, that was a nice one. And
yeah.
I mentioned the Dry as well, and How to Train Your Dragon. Have you had to do many accents at this point?
No, all Irish accents. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But have they said to you at some point you might have to pretend you're from Michigan or someplace?
Yeah, you know, if there's casting directors listening, you know, I am very well versed in Deep South.
Okay.
And that's it. Oh, in English.
Yeah, right.
Not great at the owl accents now. I will. Some of those auditions tapes will be used as blackmail, I feel, in years to come.
And was it different then when because you were telling me before we started, most of How to Train Your Dragon was done in Belfast.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, and so was it different doing a movie as opposed to kind of a series? Particularly?
Yeah, well every set is different. It was different not working with people who were kind of like my family, I suppose, in some way. And yeah, I really missed being on a Mike Flanagan set. Filming a big, massive movie, like there's so many people. Like they built a town, like they built the town of Burke in Belfast. Like I just never experienced anything on such a massive scale. They built a whole arena just for us to film in, like this kind of Roman arena thing. Like, I just found the whole thing, a bit mad.
And that's where you live now?
I live in Belfast now, yeah.
And how are you finding that?
Yeah, I really like it up there. It's a great city, and I find the people really friendly, so...
But would you not be better, you know, should you not move to London or LA for, you know, where the work is and all that kind of stuff?
Ah, no, that's what flights are for, and trains.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, LA is not really my thing, I don't think.
Have you been? You've been there, I assume.
Yeah, I've been a couple of times and yeah, it's a bit hot, like. Very hot.
Yeah. Is that the main thing that struck you about it? It was hot?
Yeah, it goes on fire a lot, you know.
That is true. I've heard that already.
Yeah. So I think I'm safety-wise, I'm better off in Belfast.
Yeah, okay. And but how were you like with kind of, kind of showbiz businessy types and everyone comes across as a bit insincere and all that kind of thing?
Notoriously useless at that type of...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not... I can never hide how I just kind of, well, apparently my face says it all. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, so probably best to stay out of it then, rather than.
Yeah, I mean, I've made some really cool, I've met some really cool people, but I've also met some terrible people. So, you know,
yeah,
best to just I'll just stick with the cool ones that I like. Cool yeah. One.
And had you were you a fan of the Traitors before you were asked to do it?
Yeah, yeah. I'd seen the last series, and then when they asked, like they asked it, I want to do it. Obviously, I've binge watched all the other series.
Mm. And when they asked you, did you think about it, or did you immediately say yes?
I mean, I thought, like, because it was the celebrity version, I was like, are you sure? Because I saw the rest of the cast and I was like, they're not stuck for people, so I really don't know why I'm being asked. So, I mean, I was a bit, I suppose, nervous going into it, I suppose.
Mm.
It's a game based off of lies and deceit and trust, so... Yeah.
Is that a bit anxiety producing?
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, probably not the move for someone who has trust issues with people at the best of times. Probably not the game for me in hindsight, yeah. But you know.
But they did, like, beforehand they didn't say, are you good at lying? Tell us a lie there and see how it goes or anything like that. They just said, you want to do it? You said yes.
Oh, well, no, they do. They do ask, like.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Are you good at lying? Are you good at judge a character? You know, all that.
And you're not good at lying, I'm guessing.
No. Well, I said maybe because I'm an actor, maybe I can, like, you know, treat it as a role or whatever. But no, I'm not good at it.
Yeah. And are you a good judge of character?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And after you, and obviously you can't say what happens, but after your experience doing it, did you come out the other end thinking, yes, I was a good judge of character?
I came out the other end thinking, thank God that's over.
Oh, really? Just that?
I was like, I want to go home to my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's intense. It's. I will say it's because everyone's like, oh, it's just a game, but it was intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I met some really nice, some of the people on it were really, really nice.
Yeah. And so the movie's coming out in June, and you were saying you're going to be on the next run of The Dry for a couple.
Oh, yeah. I have a little part in that, yeah. BB.
And so do you know what's going to happen after that?
No, I have Corked. Is coming. Not Corked. Irish Blood. You think I'd know the names of the own shows?
Yeah,
they changed it. Okay.
Yeah.
Irish Blood is coming out sometime at the end of the year, I think. It's me and Alicia Silverstone's solving crimes and stuff together. So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And but is there an anxiety now because you've had such a good run that you might go? There might be a big pause, or you know.
And I mean, I'm extremely grateful for all the opportunities I have had, and I'm, you know, I'm very much of the opinion life doesn't really owe you anything, so if I get to do more cool stuff, great, and if not, you know, I think I've had some pretty cool experiences, so I'll find something else, you know. Taught myself to walk again. I'm pretty adaptable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's true. Fair. But would you like to keep on? If you have a choice, would you prefer to be acting or to do something else?
Yeah, acting, TV presenting, kind of that kind of sphere, TV.
Acting be way better.
Do you think?
The money's better.
Well, maybe we could swap.
Yeah.
We'll get you on How to Train Your Dragon 2.
You would be in for a world of disappointment if that happened. Ruth, thanks so much for coming in to us today, and very best of luck with the future, and I don't think you're going to need it really. As long as you get off your lazy arse and do a bit of work.
My mom will thank you for saying that.
Ruth, thanks a million. That was Ruth Codd there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.